Thank you, Annie.
Town Deal Fund is backed by council chiefs. Government funding for Todmorden has been formally accepted by a council's cabinet. Senior Calderdale councillors approved accepting the town's fund cash. This has to be done before it can be received and spent on projects. Calderdale Council is the responsible organisation for the spending of the money and has to sign off the project business cases to say that they are legal and sound, Councillor Jane Scullion, who is Cabinet Member for Regeneration and Strategy, told Cabinet colleagues. She said around 100 applications had been made to the fund, and Todmorden, as well as nearby Brig House, were two of the successful ones. Brig House has been allocated £19.1 million and Todmorden £17.5 million. As well as approving accepting the money, which will now go to the town's, Cabinet members also approved a streamlined approvals process for business cases on projects. In order to meet some challenging deadlines set by the fund, approval of business cases for schemes can be delegated to certain officers and senior councillors. These are the Director of Regeneration and Strategy, Sheila O'Neill, in consultation with a Cabinet Member for Regeneration and Strategy, which is currently Councillor Jane Scullion, and Head of Finance, currently Nigel Broadbent, although Mr Broadbent is retiring. The time available is very challenging and we need as much time available as possible. Council Scullion said this will maximise the time available to develop the projects, allowing the town boards who have developed the schemes to start contracting and put necessary arrangements in place as quickly as possible. Councillor Sylvia Dacre, Labour, Todmorden, Cabinet Member for Resources and also a member of the Todmorden Board, said delegation was vital as it had a large number of projects it wanted to deliver. Some of the sponsors had not had past experience of preparing business cases, and time adds pressure.